Our sermon text today comes from James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4.
今天的经文是雅各书第一章二到四节。
Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
雅各书第一章二到四节，我们大家一起来读。我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中，不要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全、完备，毫无欠缺。
It's our privilege to have Pastor Wong with us today. We're so glad that he can come and share God's word.
我们很高兴今天王牧师也来到我们当中 来分享神他自己的话语。
Let's pray again.
来一起用低头祷告。
Father, thank you so much for this wonderful morning.
天父，我们感谢你这个主日的早晨，我们向你献上感谢。
That we once again can come together to worship you.
我们再次来到你自己面前来敬拜你。
To listen to your words.
来聆听你自己的话语。
Because your words is more precious than gold.
因为你的话语比金金更贵。
Sweeter than honey.
比蜂蜜更甜。
We ask for your wisdom and guidance.
我们求你自己给我们智慧，也给我们这个帮助。
Prepare our heart and mind to listen to your words.
预备我们的身心灵来聆听你自己的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主的名。Amen.
Good morning.
早上好。
If you can remember, in my last sermon, I talked about James chapter 1, verse 2 and verse 4.
如果你能够记住他这个王牧师上一次在我们当中的时候，他也是分享了这段经文，雅各书一章第二到四节。
I talk about the first reason why we must regard it altogether joy when facing various trials.
王牧师在上一次的讲道里面给我们讲了，就是说当我们在遇到苦难的时候，遇到试炼的时候，要喜乐的第一个原因。
Because genuine faith in trials.Produces endurance.
因为在每一个的这个试炼当中，让人生出忍耐。
And I talk about what endurance is in the first part.
这个王牧师讲到这个忍耐的这个意思是什么意思
？Endurance is more active than passive.
这个忍耐是主动的，而不是被动的。
Endurance manifests the perseverance of the saints.
忍耐体现出这个圣徒的这个忍那个耐力。
Endurance is rooted in the hope of eternal blessings in the future.
这忍耐是基于那将来永恒的盼望和祝福。
And also, we also talk about, you know, James tells that we Christian has much more.Than that to persevere in various trials.
所以在雅各书里面也告诉我们，我们基督徒有很多，我们在这个在试炼当中，我们有很多的需要来忍耐。
And when we apply this passage to our lives, we may learn a few things.
让我们用当我们把这段经文放到我们自己日常生活当中的时候，我们要学到很多的功课。
For example, it is a paradigm shift in our way of seeing problems.Or sufferings in our lives, or problems in our church.
所以，让我们能够重新来看，当我们遇到试炼和试探的时候，我们能够看出这个不同的方面来看到这个问题。
It could be a great opportunity to make you a better person.
可能是一个很好的机会，让你成为一个更好的这个人。
It could be a great opportunity to make you stronger.
也可能是一个很好的机会，让你更加坚强一点。
It could be a moment to draw you closer to God.
也可能是一个更好的机会，让你更加亲近神。
And it could be a time when you examine yourself, you find that this is what God wants me to learn about myself, learn about God.
也可能是一个很好的机会，让你自己来反省自己，能够让你自己更知道自己，或者更认识神。
But whatsoever problems and sufferings in our lives make you and me to be more endurable for the service of God.
所以这所有的这一切都是让你在这个主内能够更加的坚强，更加的忍耐，能够可以来更好的服侍神。
So today we are going to look into the second reason why we must regard suffering as all joy.
所以今天我们来看这个第二个原因，这个我们遇到试炼的时候能够喜乐的这个第二个原因。
Actually, not so much suffering, but when trials come, we must regard it all joy.
不光是在苦难啊，就是在我们不同的这个试炼当中，我们要有喜乐。
And the second reason is because genuine faith in trials produces completeness.
因为这个真正的这个信仰，每一个信仰，它的这个忍耐带来了完全。
As a matter of fact.The completeness is generated by the endurance.
这事实上，这个完全或者完全实际上是从这个忍耐而产生的。
And James tells that there is a perfecting purpose behind the training of endurance.
在这个雅各告诉我们说，在这个每一个试炼的这个后面，这个忍耐有一个完美的这个目标。
And in this passage, James tells three aspects about completeness.
那在这一段经文里面，雅各告诉我们有三，在这个完全有三个不同的方面。
Now the word perfect in your English Standard Version or NIV, whatever version you're using, typically refers to full grown or mature.
这个完美这个词这边中文把它翻成是成功。
The passage also reflects what Jesus commands in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, asking his disciples to be perfect.
So, 成功或者是完备的意思，完全的意思是一个完整的意思，也就跟在那个马太福音五章四十八节里面是耶稣讲的，我们要完全像天父完全一样。
Now, we know those of us who have children always want your children to be more mature.
那我们大家都知道，我们有小孩的，我们都想希望我们的小孩能够长大成人。
And you nurture them and train them.
你抚养他们，你教导他们。
And hoping that one day there will be what you call grown-ups.
希望他们有一天能够长大。
And not only you want them to be grown up, but also you want them to become more mature.
你不光是要叫他长大，然后呢，你要叫他长大成人。
But the fact is, in the eyes of God, No one has stopped growing.
在事实上，在神眼里面，没有一个人不能够长大成人，都要长大成。
And we all are still growing spiritually.
我们每一个人都在这个灵里面都在不断的长大。
When the Corinthian church were having an issue of division and strife among themselves,
当那个哥林多教会里面有纷争、有分裂的时候。
Paul rebuked them, saying that he could not address them as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh.
So, 保罗就责备他们说，他们不是一个属灵的人，而是一个属世的人。
As infants in Christ,
在主内是一个婴孩
a baby,
是个小孩。
In other words, Paul was urging the Corinthian Christians to grow up, boys and girls.
换句话说，也就是保罗叫这个哥伦多教会里面的基督徒要长大成人。
And when the believers in Hebrews were having a crisis of abandoning the teachings in the Bible,
那么在希伯来书里面那些这个信徒在希伯来书里面他写的时候，他们面临放弃这个圣经教导的这个挑战的时候
，the author of Hebrews told them they should have become teachers at that time.
那个这个希伯来书的作者就教导他们，要叫他们来教导圣经。
And yet they still need to learn the most basic teachings of the Bible.
但是他们自己也必须要从这个最基本的这些东西里面来学圣经里面的教导。
Now the author sarcastically told them that what they needed was milk, not solid food.
所以这个希伯来书的作者用讽刺的口吻告诉他们说，你们需要喝牛奶，不能吃干粮。
Solid food is for the mature Christians.
这个干粮是给这个成熟的基督徒
，not for the beginners，
不是给刚信徒的。
The reason is for everyone who lives on milk is unskilled。
这个为什么呢？就因为这个 吃牛奶的人是没有完全装备好的人。
Is unskilled in the Bible.
他是没有装在圣经的里面是没有装备好的人。
Unskilled in the biblical truth.
他不知道圣经里面的这个真正的道理。
Since he's still a child in the eyes of God.
因为他还是一个婴孩。
So to become a mature Christian is what God intends that a human being should be.
所以成为一个成熟的基督徒是神要我们所应该做的事。
I always say, you know, I told kids, you know, I say next time when you see your parents are not behaving themselves, nicely tell them, you know, hey, dad, please grow up.
这个青少年们，你们在这边呢，你们下次你爸爸妈妈表现不好的时候，跟爸爸妈妈讲，爸爸妈妈你们长大成人。
And the endurance generated in trials will help a person to become more mature in one's Christian's life.
在试炼当中的这个所产生的忍耐，能够帮助一个人在主内长大成人。
And the second dimension of completeness has connotations of perfections.
所以第二个这个完全的这个部分有一个含义，就是完美。
It also carries the idea of being whole or being entire.
所以这个就是有这个完美的意思里面有一个是完整的概念，就是。
It also has a link to an imagery in the Old Testament, which is sacrifice.
这就让我们想象到在旧约里面的这个献祭。
If you look at sacrifices offered in the Old Testament,
当你看这个在旧约里面的献祭的时候
what was acceptable to God had to be perfect and without defect.
所以你这个献祭的这些祭物都必须要是完美无瑕无疵。
And this imagery is carried on in New Testament.
那么这样的一个这个做法呢，就带到了这个新约里面。
Where Jesus Christ became the perfect sacrifice for God to bear our sins on the cross.
所以耶稣基督就成为一个无瑕无疵的祭物，献在神的面前。
Die on our behalf.
在十字架上为我们而死。
And redeem us from the curse of God.
救赎我们脱离神他自己的。
And in fact, not only Jesus has become the perfect sacrifice for God.
事实上，不光是耶稣基督成为神他自己这个完美的这个祭物。
But we believers are expected to be the whole sacrifice without defect.
那么我们这些信徒们也同样也成为一个这个完美的祭物，没有无瑕无疵。
And Paul exhorts the church in Rome in the Epistle of Romans.
保罗在罗马书里面劝勉罗马的教会说
saying that we believers have to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
说我们要作为一个活祭献给神，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦。
And in the letter of James, James is telling us that trials are somehow necessary to prepare believers to become a perfect offering without defect for presentation to God.In the final day.
那么在这个罗马书，在雅各书里面呢，雅各也告诉我们，同样的有这样一个，就是我们这些信徒要成为一个完美的这个奉献给神，当神这个末世的时候，呈现在神的面前。
And the third dimension of completeness has the connotations of being fully equipped, meaning not lacking anything.
那么第三个这个成全的这个方面的意思呢，就是说要完全装备。
In fact, this aspect has a close connection with military imagery.
那么这个毫无欠缺这个意思呢，跟这个军队里面的这个有点相连。
Being fully prepared for battle.
那么就是装备完备，准备这个打仗。
Now Paul tells the believers in Ephesians. In chapter 6, verse 11 to verse 13, he said, Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore,Take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm.
所以保罗在以弗所书第六章第十一节到十三节这么说，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以也拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
In other words, being a Christian is not only to be, you know, a nice guy.
也就是说，那么成为一个基督徒，并不是说我们要成为一个好人
，or nice girl，
或者是说好的 lady，
or to be a sanctified sinner waiting to go to heaven，
或者是就成为一个圣洁的罪人，就等着去天堂。
Being a Christian also means to be a soldier.
所以成为一个基督徒，实际上是。意思就是我们要成为一个这个战士。
And our greatest enemies are not from this world.
我们最大的敌人不是从这个世界来的。
Our greatest enemies are the spiritual forces of evil from a different world.
我们最大的敌人是从那不同的世界而来的邪灵的力量。
Now you think coming to church is only for that kind of, you know, warm fuzzy feelings, you know, or for all those nice people around you, I think you better think twice or think again.
如果说你来到教会是为了有那个温馨，那温馨的那个感觉，或者是要这个跟这些那么多的好人在一起的时候，你要重新来考虑一下。
Being a Christian means we have to fight.
成为一个基督徒意思就是我们要去征战。
We need to fight.
我们必须要去征战。
And to be able to fight, we need to be trained.
要去征战，我们就必须要受到训练。
And this is also.The reason why you need to study your Bible well.
这就是为什么我们要读经。
Attend Sunday schools.
要去参加这个主日学。
Attend seminars and conferences.
要去参加一些讲座和这个会议。
But all these trainings are more for your knowledge.
那么这一系的这个训练，仅仅是增长你的知识。
But the various trials that James is talking about here.Or the various trials you face in real life is another big part of your training.
那么在雅各书里面就讲的这些试炼和这个苦难呢，是让我们在真正的日子当中能够有一些磨练，能够来装备我们自己来服侍神。
Those are the trainings that can equip you to serve God better.
这样的磨练能够使我们能够来服侍神，更好的来服侍神。
To fight for His kingdom.
来为他的这个天国神国来征战。
And without it, Christian is ill equipped or for service to God.
所以我们就不会这个欠缺来服侍神的时候就不会有欠缺。
So now we have learned the second reasons why we regarded all joy when facing various trials is because it produces completeness in us.
所以我们这个地方就是讲的是这个在苦难当中要有喜乐的第二个原因，让我们有一个完全。
In terms of maturity，
所以有成，让我们有成全。
Perfection，
有完备。
And fully equipped，
也毫无欠缺。
You know one of the best seller books in Amazon named Good to Great。
所以有一本书在这个 Amazon 那个里面有一本书，名字叫做是最好的一本书，就叫做从好的到。
It is a business book.
是一个商业的这个书。
It talks about how a good company become a great company.
它告诉大家就是怎样让一个好的公司变成一个更好的公司。
So the author opens his first line in the first chapter saying, "Good is the enemy of great."
所以在这个书的第一句话，这个作者就是说，这个好是更好的敌人。
And that's one of the key reasons why we have so little that becomes great. So little company that becomes great, the author say.
这是一个最主要的原因，就是为什么好多公司不能够成为一个更好或者伟大的公司。
And the author of the book explains, we don't have great schools principally because we have good schools.
这个作者就是说，我们没有一个更好的、很好的这个学校，是因为我们有一些好的学校。
We don't have great government principally because we have good government.
我们没有一个更好的这个政府，是因为我们有一些好的政府。
And the vast majority of companies never become great precisely because the vast majority become quite good.
这个大多数的公司不能成为一个更好的公司，就是因为大多数的公司都是一个好的公司。
And the authors say that is their main problem.
这就是他们最主要的原因。
Now, when I think about this statement, I'm wondering, doesn't it reflect the situation of today's churches?
当牧师想到这个这段话的时候，他就在想，这个很反映我们教会现在的状况。
Many Christians are in the lukewarm situation.
好多基督徒处于一个不冷不热的状况。
And many others just strive to be good enough in the eyes of your pastors.
所以好多人就是能够就这个争取够好就可以。
In the eyes of the small group,
在牧师的眼里面够好，在这个小的这个 group 里面。
Or fellowship,
在小组或者在团契里面。
And satisfy with their current spiritual growth.
满足于我们现在这个灵里面的这个状况。
The thing is, our God not only demands us to be good or great.
那问题是我们的神不仅仅是要求我们 to be 好或者是更好。
What He intends us to be is best.
我们的神要我们所做的是要做最好。
What He intends us to be is perfect offering when Jesus comes in the final day.
他要我们做的是一个当耶稣基督再来的时候，让我们作为一个完全的奉献。
Now, don't misunderstand what I say means you can achieve a perfect and flawless life in your lifetime, in this lifetime.
那么，请大家不要误解，这个牧师在这儿讲的意思，就不是说我们可以能够争取到一个完美，或者是这个没有任何欠缺的这个日子。
The Bible tells that no one can do that.
这个圣经告诉我们说，没有一个人能够过一个无瑕疵的日子。
You will only be perfect when you go to heaven.
你只能是完美的时候，你只能是完完全全的，这个没有任何瑕疵的时候，当你进天堂的时候。
And however, to be complete and perfect is the ultimate goal of every Christian.
但是说，我们每一个基督徒追求完全、追求完美，是我们每个基督徒最终的目标。
So this means that as Christians, we don't strive for good.
也就是说，我们作为一个基督徒，我们不是要去这个争取好的
，nor do we strive for great，
也不是去争取更好、很好的。
James tells that we should strive for the best。
那么雅各告诉我们说，我们要争取做最好的
，best in our spiritual life with the help of the Holy Spirit。
我们要追求在灵里面追求最好的，请求通过圣灵他自己的帮助，使我们的灵里面得到最好。
Now, to conclude, going through trials and suffering itself is not what it takes to become Christian and to live as a Christian.
那么最后呢，也就是说，你不需要经过这些试炼或者苦难而成为一个基督徒，或者呢，作为一个基督徒活着。
But going through various trials with all joy in the Lord is the right attitude to live as a Christian.
但是在试炼当中，在主内有喜乐，是我们每一个基督徒应该有的态度。
And this passage tells that we should look beyond the trials we go through because there's something more than the test.
那么这段经文告诉我们说，我们应该看到这个试炼后面的结果，因为这个后面的结果比试炼它本身更加重要。
It's not just another test.
这不仅仅是另外一个试炼。
It's not just another exam.
也不是另外一个苦难。
It's not just another suffering.
不是另外一个苦难。
The reason behind that is the trials we produce endurance.
因为这个在试炼，在这个苦难了之后，将会产生忍耐。
And the endurance will produce completeness in us.
那么忍耐就会带来完全。
And the process of sanctification.
那么在这个成圣的过程当中。我们在神面前就会变得更完全。
And meaning a process to become a perfect, you know, become perfect in the presence of God.
所以我们就会变得更完全，在神面前我们会变得更完全。
So when the day you see Jesus face to face,
那当我们有一朝一日去见这个天父的时候
，Can you say as Paul said?
那我们能不能说跟像保罗所说的一样
？I fought the good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I finished the race.
那当跑的路我已经跑尽。
I've kept the faith.
我守信的我已经守住了。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for your words.
天父，我们谢谢你自己宝贵的话语。
We thank you for your encouragements in James.
我们也谢谢你在这个雅各书里面给我们的鼓励。
Because you tell us that trials are not something like hopelessness.
因为你在这经文里面告诉我们说，我们所受的试炼并不是说没有希望、没有盼望。
You tell us that trials produces endurance and completeness.
你告诉我们说，这些试炼让我们能够有这个忍耐，能够有完全。
And this is the ultimate reasons why we must regard it all together joy when facing various trials.
这就是我们最终的目标，当我们面临试探、面我们面临试炼和这个苦难的时候，我们要有喜乐的最终的目标。
Father, we ask that you will strengthen us.
天父，我们求你加添我们的力量。
Strengthen those who are weak in faith and spirit.
加添我们灵里面软弱的和这个身体软弱的。
Especially in this very difficult situation. We know maybe some people have lost their jobs. Maybe some people have broken relationship. Maybe some people have lost some of their loved ones. But Father, we know that from James, we should strive on.
因为我们知道从这个雅各书里面，我们必须要这个继续的向前跑。
Because trials produces endurance and completeness in us.
因为在这个试炼当中产生忍耐，忍耐成这个产生成全，这个完全。
And would like to commit this church unto your hands. And pray and ask that God you bless this church. Bless our brothers and sisters. Bring your covenantal blessings to this church. So that this church will flourish, will grow, even in the midst of suffering, in the midst of problems and dilemma.
所以让这个教会在这个百般的试炼当中能够继续的成长，能够继续的这个荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉主的名而求。
Amen. Amen.